This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you talking about you? That's what we're talking about, is you as an exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. It's a big, big, big news day. The unmasking. Actually, what we're going to do right now, because of the breaking news about the unmasking and the implications for President Barack Hussein Obama, ex-president, and all of his men and women, this whole thing is exploding all over the place. We're going to join Fox News right now. They're talking to Trey Gowdy about the unmasking. The former House Oversight Chairman, unmasking refers to revealing the identity of an individual who appears in intel reports. Now, most of the time, these people are irrelevant, not significant. You know, John Q. Public walking down the street and he gets this snapshot picture of him standing next to some agent, and the agent doesn't know who he is, and the citizen doesn't know, has no clue. So, you know, they're irrelevant to the process, basically. Yet, you know, somebody might ask, well, who is that? And they reveal them. They do all kinds of background checks on that person. You know, of course, that's called unmasking. Here we go. Back to Fox. If we can get their volume pumped up. I guess we can't get their volume pumped up. That seems to be the problem with the volume pumped up.
All the time. The country is in crisis. We're in an economic crisis, a health crisis. We're in real trouble. He should stop trying to always divert attention from the real concerns of the American people. The American people are worried with good reason.
Well, we're not getting the Fox feed from that.
Trey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, right, here we go. All right, they're having the problems, not us.
All right, so did you hear Joe Biden there in that new interview?
I did.
I did. That is the longest coherent sentence I've heard him utter. Well, Vice President Biden, how many other unmasking requests did you make? You know, he makes one on January the 12th. If he's that concerned about national security, how many other unmasking requests did you make when you were the Vice President of the United States? I bet it wasn't very many. I mean, Samantha Power did them on a weekly basis. How many did Joe Biden do? I mean, we know he did Michael Flynn a week after the White House meeting. If you're that concerned about Russia and you know, national security, how many other unmasking requests did you make, Vice President Biden?
Now to the judge on this case, Judge Sullivan, of course, bringing on another judge to argue against the DOJ's call to dismiss the case. The Washington Post op-ed earlier this week on that, the Flynn case isn't over until the judge says it's over. Trey, I want to get your response to this. There has been nothing regular about the department's effort to dismiss the Flynn case. The record reeks of improper political influence. The department now says it cannot prove its case, but Flynn had already admitted his guilt to lying to the FBI, and the court had accepted his plea. So what do you make of this other judge that is taking on this case, who has openly spoken against the Trump administration's handling previously of the Flynn case, Trey?
Sandra, I was in the criminal justice system for about 20 years. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I mean, judges don't prosecute cases. So, you know, this judge may talk about perjury, but he's going to need to resign his job and go back to a United States attorney's office if he wants to prosecute perjury cases. Lots of defendants move to undo their pleas. Lots of defendants move to withdraw their pleas. You don't have a special master appointed to investigate them. Judges do have the power to control their courtroom. There's no question about that. You can't yell. You can't start fights. You do have the power to control your courtroom. But I have never seen anything like what Judge Sullivan is doing. And if you're going to pick someone to look into it, don't pick someone who's already made up his mind that Bill Barr made a mistake. I mean, now, you talk about bias. You talk about prejudice. The person he's picked has already expressed an opinion on the outcome of this case. Never in 20 years have I seen a judge do something like this.
Trey, in the 20 seconds or so that I have left, the American people hear all this. They have so many questions as well. What is the end game here? Do we ultimately get to the bottom of all this?
I hope so. The end game is to have a justice system that that everyone in this country respects and that is worthy of respect. And it's been a miserable 4 years for the FBI in particular, but also the Department of Justice. God bless Bill Barr for trying to correct it, despite all the headwinds from the Democrats and the D.C. media. We got to have a better Justice Department.
Big news here.
Trey Gowdy, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Coming up later, we will be speaking with one of the two senators who made the unmasking document public. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson will be our guest. He'll join us 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, so stay tuned for that.
Looking forward to that. Fox News Alert, meanwhile, a rare illness affecting children, likely related to COVID-19, is now spreading in America. More than 100 cases reported now in 14 states. As a vaccine expert ousted from his position at the HHS department warns about a new wave of coronavirus outbreaks that could be coming this winter, ahead of his testimony before a House committee this morning. Our correspondent Jonathan Seri is live in Atlanta with details. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning to you, Ed. That ousted vaccine expert is Dr. Rick Bright. He's expected to speak before a congressional subcommittee today and warning them that COVID-19 will rebound unless leaders take decisive action now. Dr. Bright says the nation must implement a national coordinated response to the COVID-19 pandemic based on science. Otherwise, he says he fears the pandemic will get worse, be prolonged, and combined with flu season will put an unprecedented strain on the healthcare system. In his prepared remarks posted in advance on the committee website, Dr. Bright argues, quote, without clear planning and implementation of the steps that I and other experts have outlined, 2020 will be darkest winter in modern history. Although children are at lower risk of developing severe complications from COVID-19, doctors warn the coronavirus may be driving up cases of a rare condition called pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or PMIS. The condition can cause multiple symptoms, including swelling of the hands and feet and a red strawberry-like tongue. Experts believe it may be caused by an uncontrolled immune response to the coronavirus.
as the body is doing its usual thing, which is to make antibodies to clear an infection, it accidentally is revving up that antibody level too high or in an unregulated way so that inflammation affects other organs.
Now, PMIS was not a major concern when the coronavirus first spread from China to the U.S. West Coast, but on the East Coast, we're dealing with a European strain, which experts believe may carry a greater risk for this.
Okay, so we got all that stuff. That's the cheery news about the coronavirus, right? Anyway, now listen, I want to make sure that if you bruise your arm and somebody looks at you, and looks at your bruise, that you realize that that's probably not related to the coronavirus. So just want to let you know. Arm bruising. If you hit your arm against something, it's probably not coronavirus related. Yeah. So every little malady, basically, and that's basically what we have here is a malady. A malady is defined as something that is just sort of incidental. It is something that's not necessarily caused by the disease. We don't know this for sure. And they're finding these things down there. They've been spreading, and we don't really know what's going on. Anyway, we know that there's going to be a lot more going on with this Flynn situation. This is an explosive of information that's coming out. And we're going to go down the list of usual suspects when we get back. In the meantime, it's called Coffee Time. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of really big things happening, of course,
in the news scene, right?
I mean, we're talking names. We're talking big time names, and the Democrats are not liking it. Trump says members of Obama inner circle should be going to jail for unmasking. Oh boy. See, you know, Judge Napolitano, how Flynn's unmasking by Obama officials became arguably a crime. Okay, this is what they're saying. Devin Nunes on Obama officials' unmasking request. What the hell were they doing? DeSantis lays out Florida's reopening strategy. Okay, well that's not what I'm looking for. What's that? It says, amoral Obama administration creeps. This is creeps. Creeps should be punished for ruining Michael Flynn's life. Trump totally disagrees with Fauci on school reopenings. Trump eyes crackdown of New York State. Education listed Chinese companies. NYSE, excuse me, stock exchange. Crackdown of new. Okay, so this is interesting. I think I'm going to bite on that one a little bit later, but I want to go into this Fox News business special that they did. I guess I don't know when it was. It must have been this morning. Sorry, we've just been doing all kinds of new California stuff. Everything's been kind of going crazy for us, too. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. Absolutely in the third hour. This is, what is this? Come on. This is, Trump weighs in on unmasking greatest political crime in history of our country. Come from Tyler Olson and Brooke Singman out of Fox News. Here we go.
Here as well. How are you doing, your team, your inside team?
Well, we're doing well. It's very sad what's happened to the world and to our country with all of the death. We are going to build our economy back bigger than ever, but with all of that death, you can never replace what's taken. And it's very sad for a lot of families that are so horribly hit and so unnecessary. They could have stopped it. They could have stopped it in China where it came from. But didn't happen that way.
I want to ask you about China. I'll get to that. But let's talk about the reopening of America right now. Okay. About half of the states have begun this process.
Right.
Is it too soon? There are some calls out there that they're talking about a relapse in the fall. Is it too soon?
So I want them to open when they can, when they want. The governors are opening them. Most of them are either opened or opening or considering it. I think that we have to get back to work. We have to get our country back. We have to take it back. It was artificially closed. I think we're doing incredibly well, considering the fact that we had the greatest economy, Maria, in history. You report it every morning. The greatest that anyone's ever seen. Best job numbers, best stock market numbers, best everything. We had the best everything. And in addition to military being strong, all of the things we've done, and we had it just one day, boom. Close it. We did the right thing, and now we got to get back. We got to bring our country back, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen fast. We're going to, I call it a transition to greatness. You're going to have the third quarter. People are starting to get into that right now, but it's going to be a transition. That's a transition quarter. We're going to do well in the fourth quarter, and I think next year, with all of the stimulus, all of the things we've done, I think we're going to have one of the best economic years we've ever had.
Dr. Fauci is saying a different thing. He says he's worried about spikes turning into outbreaks. He said it seems like it could be too soon, and that the major message he wants to convey is that the danger is if we skip over the checkpoints and the guidelines to open America again, then we risk the danger of multiple outbreaks.
So Anthony is a good person, very good person. I've disagreed with him. When I closed the border to China, he disagreed with that, and then ultimately he agreed, and he said, I saved hundreds of thousands of lives, which is what happened. Everybody disagreed when I did that. I think that we have to open our schools. Young people are very little affected by this. We have to get the schools open. We have to get our country open. We have to open our country. Now, we want to do it safely, but we also want to do it as quickly as possible. We can't keep going on like this. I mean, you're going to have you're having bedlam already in the streets. You can't do this. We have to get it open. I totally disagree with him on schools, and we will have I call them embers, I call them spikes, and I notice he used the word spike. Well, you might have that, and we'll put it out. You know, we've learned a lot. We didn't know anything about this. This is a horrible disease. This is a horrible plague. I call it a plague. It's a terrible thing. We've learned a lot, and we also know how to put it out. But we have to open our country. We have no choice. You know, people are dying this way, too, when you report this better than I could ever report it. But people are they're dying with this closure, with the shutdown of a country where they're in the house or in their apartment. They're not allowed. Some people are too tough on it. They're not allowed to go out. They can't. They're losing their jobs. We're not going to let it happen.
Do you think your critics want you to keep it closed going into the election?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's a political thing in addition. I think
because
some
they're
states,
saying you're putting money, business ahead of lives.
Yeah, no. I think the people that want to see the right thing happen, they agree with me. We have to get our country open. You know, it was up to some people. Let's keep it closed for a long time, okay? A long time, and watch the United States go down the tubes. Not going to happen. Never going to happen on my watch.
I want to ask you, I mean, do you see long-term damage done the longer that you stay closed? Because Jay Powell said that as well, that there is a long-term impact the longer it stays closed.
Yeah, so what I do see is this. I see we're losing a tremendous number of lives. So is the world. You know, the world, 184 countries, it's now more than that, think of it, but tremendous lives lost. So that can never, when you talk about damage, that can never be replaced. We're going to lose over 100,000 perhaps in this country. Now, in all fairness, that's at the bottom level of the scale. We would have lost 2 million. We would have lost more if we did it a different way. But you're talking about 100,000 more, a little bit less, more. Who knows? It's a terrible thing. No, so that can't be replaced. We're spending trillions of dollars on all of the damage economically, financially that it's caused. So it is a terrible thing. It's just an incredible thing. We were sailing 2 months ago. We were sailing. We were going.
Incredible.
We had the best of
it
everything.
It was the best unemployment situation in my lifetime,
best.
Certainly. And now we're talking about 33 million people filing for unemployment, even after $10 trillion in stimulus.
That's all going to come back.
Bankruptcies.
The lives won't come back. That's all going to come back. It's going to come back fast. Now, with that, we're spending money. We're borrowing money. We're spending money. All of that stuff is bad. But all of that's going to work out. That's going to all come back. We have a strong dollar. We have a great country. The people want to go back to work, and they don't want to lose their jobs, by the way.
So you want a strong dollar? Because in the past, you've said you didn't want a strong
dollar. I'll tell you what, it's a great time to have a strong dollar, because the whole world, you know, we're paying zero interest rate. That's never happened either. We're paying so low. Everybody wants to be in the dollar because we kept it strong. I kept it strong. Now, from a trade standpoint, it's tougher. But from a country standpoint and an inflation standpoint, you don't have inflation, you don't have problems. Now we have a strong dollar, and right now it's good to have a strong dollar.
Mr. President, what's
I can live both ways, you understand that. But right now, having a strong dollar is a great thing.
What's the right mix of policies to get us back? You had a policy program in 2017, and you moved the needle on economic growth. That was tax cuts, that was deregulation, that was turning on the energy spigot, and it was a new trade situation. Is it the same playbook to get us back?
So we're going to have maybe a different playbook, stronger than I would have ever said. I was very much a pro-USA person. I was America first, right? Always. You've known me ever since you've known me, and I was right about that. Strong borders. Our border is very strong. We have some of the best numbers we've ever had. Southern border, the best numbers we've ever had.
This and is what you campaigned on.
I did. And we've now built 182 miles of wall. You know what that is? 182 miles. We'll be at close to 500 miles by early next year.
Of new wall.
Brand new. All brand new. And
Okay, we're going to come back to this. It's a lengthy interview with Maria Bartiromo, who I have the utmost respect for. You know, we're in this transitional phase, I think, for Fox News, which is kind of interesting. But that's just it here. But, you know, she's with Fox Business, by the way, which I think is doing a stellar job out there. Anyway, we're going to be listening to what else the president has to say. This is really kind of some historic and epic moments in American history, so we're not going to miss it. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking at this article here that came out with President Trump being interviewed by Maria Bartiromo. It's a wide-ranging one. We have a few more minutes left of it. He was talking about the southern wall and how many miles, 182 miles of new wall that have been built. Now, this replaces old wall, okay? We understand that. But, you know, in order to have the integrity of the wall, you had to replace some of that stuff. There was nothing more than airstrip matting, as they call it. Back in the day in World War II, they used to use these steel mats they'd lay out and make an airstrip out of it. That's how the planes landed back in the day on those coral atolls and places like that. Those things were stood up and uses fencing. That was not a fence. It really was very easily defeated. It had been there for years and just real shabby. And finally, President Trump replaced it all. So it's all new, 182 miles. And he says he's going to have about 500 miles up by early 2021. That's going to be absolutely a wonderful thing for our southern border. It sends a message, obviously. But he's also got other things on his mind that he's talking about here. And he's going to talk about this whole thing that's going on right now that's just raging about the unmasking, if you will, of Flynn. This is stuff that is just absolutely, I've been at this business, studying the news, being in the news and everything else for a long, long time. And, you know, the situation that is absolutely amazing is that you have, I've never seen anything like this. And I've been studying these things since the 60s. That my indoctrination was back with, as a young child, growing a very young child, by the way. I can vividly remember watching the Nixon-Kennedy debate. That was my introduction. And of course, all my family has always been quite political in a lot of different ways. But, you know, I've been studying these things from the impeachment to the Vietnam War. Of course, that involvement there as a young man, all the way through, this has always been political intrigue and reporting on has been part of what I've done. But I've never seen, and I don't think anybody who's at my age at this point in time who's watched these things trot through the history books has ever seen anything quite like what we're seeing, which is really, truly the massive extent of a coup d'etat of a sitting president. Now, forget about who Trump is as the president. You know, this is an attempt by people to overthrow a sitting president of the United States, thus destroying the nation. I think as they look at it, these are globalists. Clearly, they're globalists, one world order folks. They're corrupt as all get out. And they almost got away with it, but, you know, Donald J. Trump stood in their way. Here's this rest of this interview with Donald Trump and Maria Bartiromo.
Renovated, too, but I'm not even talking about that. We're talking about over 500 miles of wall. And we have, you have to understand, I had a party totally. They want open borders. They want people pouring in. And even they don't mention it. You notice I have all the financing. They didn't even bother with it at the end. Because I turned out to be right. They didn't want to be the party that was opposed to having walls and having strong borders. But they are. They want open borders. They want people pouring into our country. And now they look at it and they say they pour in. Do they have COVID-19? What's the problem? You know, what problem do they have? Okay. And so they want to stay away from that subject. But when you think of what we've done, but I was always America first. Make America great again, right? And basically it's that, but it's that plus, because a lot of people fought me on China. You hear all that honking, you know what that is? That's trucks. They love their president.
Trucking protesters, right?
Well, they're not protesters, they're supporters of me, because we're getting things for the truckers and all those great truckers that are all over the country.
They want the economy.
And they're
honky,
and they're really very thankful that I'm president, frankly. So when I hear the horns, there's 1,000 trucks outside. It's great. So what we're doing is what I was doing before, but even more so. And I'm even, you know, stronger about it. America first. China, I made a great trade deal. The ink wasn't dry when the plague came over from China, but the ink wasn't even dry.
They didn't tell you about it when they came here on the 15th of January and shook everybody's hands.
That was never even a subject. That was not anything that anybody really understood or knew about at the time. But China, I'm very disappointed in China. I will tell you that right now.
I have a lot of questions,
Maria,
on China.
We can do things in our country. We can, you know, we used to make our own product. Would you believe it, right? We used to make our own product. We don't need 37 pencils. We can buy 2 pencils, and they can be better. But, you know, we went astray. The whole thing, we went astray. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Probably it's the number one reason I ran for president. Because I saw that our car industry is leaving, going to Mexico. You know, Mexico makes 30% of our cars. It's not even believable.
Well, businesses
and Canada
wanted,
makes a lot of our
businesses
cars.
Businesses wanted cheap labor, but they also wanted lax environmental rules.
See, the cheap labor turned out to be very expensive, because when you add what this is costing, you just take a look at what's happening. And when you add what's costing by us with our drugs, our pharmaceutical products, so many different
minerals.
Things. So I put tariffs on China, and we've taken in tens of billions of dollars. I gave a lot of those that money to the farmers because they were targeted by China. And every other president let China do whatever they wanted. You know, we were losing anywhere from $200 billion to $500 billion to China a year. Think of it. We rebuilt China, and I give them a lot of credit. But I don't give our past presidents and leaders a lot of credit because they got taken to the cleaners. And worst of all was the last 8 years under President Obama and Biden. His son gets $1.5 billion, and then they're supposed to be tough on China. Doesn't work that way.
He traveled on Air Force Two.
Yeah,
with
he used
then
his
Vice
father.
President
his
Joe
father
Biden.
Got him to hundreds. Look, it's impossible to do what he did. If you talk to Steve Schwarzman, and I asked him, I said, Steve, is something like that possible? He said,
to get that kind of money.
He said, it's impossible. You can't get that money. He said, this guy had no experience. He didn't even have a job. And he walked out of China with $1.5 billion to invest for them, of which he makes hundreds of thousands and actually millions of dollars. What is this?
So how do you get us back? When you look at these numbers, we're going to be going into the election with a double-digit unemployment rate. I mean, could we get below 10% by September on unemployment?
No, but
and
by,
what are your policies
by next year,
to get
I think
back?
We're going to be very, very strong again. We have tremendous powers that other people don't have. We have tremendous job capacity. And I think what's going to happen is next year is going to be one of our best years. I feel that we will transition in this third quarter. Fourth quarter is going to be good. Next year is going to be incredible.
Are there industries that you're thinking of that will lead us out of there, that are more poised to open and have economic activity than others? And what about states? Are there states out there that have become a model for you? I know Georgia did well, Florida as well, in terms of their openings. What can you tell us about the openings so far?
But don't forget, those states, none of them would have done well without what we did in the federal government, because we became the ventilator maker of the world. I mean, we are now doing things with ventilators that nobody thought possible. When we took over, we didn't have ventilators. Nobody knew what a ventilator was. We're making thousands of ventilators now a week. And also, by the way, everybody's got ventilators. We're giving them now and selling them to other countries who desperately need them. Other countries are calling up. They desperately need them. We're the testing capital. You see the numbers. I mean, you've seen this before.
Okay, so that was, it's going to conclude. I just wanted to wrap it up here on our end. The economy is going to come back. Everything is going to come back. But, of course, everybody's got this looming thing about COVID-19. It's a sinister move on the other part of the, I guess you would say the deep state to push this whole agenda. But they're going to still push it. That's all they have. They have something that's made up as usual, another hoax. And look what's going on with the unraveling, unmasking of the Flynn case. Imagine the unraveling of the World Health Organization, starting with Anthony Fauci. Shocking. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, so we're following this 25th district in California situation, and as it looks like, I'm turning it up here, and I'm pumping it up to Breitbart. but it looks like that Garcia has been proclaimed the winner, which is good. Which I'm all for that. I'm all for that, of course. Live update, we've got California 25, Wisconsin 07, Nebraska election results from yesterday.
Okay. I'm sorry, is it yesterday?
Well, if it's yesterday, it could be tomorrow, the next day, the end of the month, but for California, right? Because they got ballot harvesting. We need not forget this, right? Hello. We need not forget this. This is a little interesting little barbell I've got here. It says a Chinese October, Beijing, October 1st. It's not October 1st, but this is on Breitbart. I have no idea. It's rather random. It says Chinese parade participants wearing communist-style costumes take part. They don't have a picture or anything. I'm shocked to see this. There should be a picture there. Huh. Tiananmen Square, October 1st, 2019. Oh, anyway. I'm distracted. I'm telling you, I'm distracted by the shining lights. So we're going to be looking at what they're saying about this. Is from Breitbart now, and we have people on the field out there in Palmdale, Lancaster. Hello, wake up, guys! Come on! Give me a little tweet here. Give me a little bit of texting going on to tell me what's going on. This is as I got it yesterday, 2:30 p.m. Yes, Democratic just conceded. Mike Garcia wins. But, you know, I'll take the win. You'll take the win, but it's not the end of the month. And again, out here with ballot harvesting, it's not the end of the month. Because they're still counting ballots. And I know the first thing somebody told me last night, we were on the phone last night, over 200 people, again, on a Wednesday night, shocking, taking part in new California events and stuff like that. We're going to be talking tonight again for another group of people. So that was one of the things. This is one of the things that came out in defense of Garcia early. And listen, there's no need for a defense for Garcia. He's already got one with us. We want this guy to win for New California. And I'll tell you, that's not political. It's just that's a statement of fact. We don't think that when we get to Congress that, you know, the high probability of Republicans voting for New California once it gets to the Congress is very high. provided Trump becomes president. Trump does not become president, then we have to reassess what we're doing. But that's about as political as we can possibly get. So we cannot say we want this guy, we're endorsing him or anything like that, but we want him for another reason. That is because of statehood business. That's a little bit different. And if he wants to support us, he can do that. But we're not endorsing him. This is not an endorsement of him. Okay, I just want to make that very, very clear. Okay, so California's 25th congressional district and Wisconsin's 7th, and Nebraska hold elections. That was the 12th. Today is absolutely the 14th. I don't know why they don't have this. What? Come on. This is supposed to be the latest update? Come on. This is live updates. A model on how to win. Mike Garcia likely to win historic key battleground. That's what they're reporting. This is 2 days later, guys. I'm sorry. Fighter pilot Michael Garcia. Okay, I'm going to go to his Twitter right now and look in his Twitter universe and see what we have for Michael Garcia. By the way, the markets are definitely open. I have not got a statement on that yet, but I'll get one before the end of this hour. It says, statement from Michael Garcia. This came out, while the night is early and there are still votes to be counted, we are confident our message of low taxes and not taking Sacramento dysfunction to Washington has resonated with the voters of California. The district has been without leadership for far too long, and the people here need a strong, independent voice fighting for them in D.C., especially during these challenging times. I might, you know, the Republican who was there before Hill, by the way, is big. It's big. And again, I want to tell you this. This is what Ed Henry was saying the other day, and we were a little bit confused by his statement, and I unpacked it. I get it. I totally, but because it fits the narrative that we've been talking about for California politics, Republican, because the last time the California Republicanism died in 1996 with the 96 election, and that was the last time you ever saw a majority in the Republican assembly as California. I talk about state local level, and also the Senate. That was the last time you never saw it until, and even now it's a supermajority. It's so 1996 to 2020, and I don't expect it to get any better in the California one. But it points to this, which is what Ed Henry was saying the other day, and they had it wrong. You know, they had it wrong about who the Republicans was that was there before Hill, because there was a person in this district before Hill. The statement that he was really trying to make, and he was awkwardly making it until I figured out, because I'd gotten some reports and looked at it, and I finally, he's making the same statement I'm making, in that long, long ago in a distant universe was the last time that a Republican flipped a Democratic seat since 1998 in the congressional races. Now, that's significant because that exactly fits my narrative of the 1996 election, in which Bill Clinton was actively involved in making sure that the legislature flipped Democrat forever, basically, in California. And he was using the Orange County bankruptcy as the springboard for that. And that's how he got all this money coming into the SEIU and other governmental union organizations, and this is what caused California to flip to the Democrat side as a state and never to come back. But also, it played right into the dysfunctionality, the infrastructure dysfunctionality of California with its constitution and other structural components that are so flawed that we see today, and has given hence the rise to New California. So a shout out to Ed Henry. I know it took him a couple of days to kind of suss through that one, and I'm clarifying it here for you, brother. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins
with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we've gotten nothing else out of the Twitter feed here from Michael Garcia. That's sort of kind of odd, I think. Other than, okay, this is this the latest tweet? Nope. I would think that on a Twitter feed he would have the latest tweet. 21 hours ago, I'm ready to go to work. Valencia Michael Garcia, Congressman, released this following step. After seeing more results last night, it's clear that our message of lower taxes and blah, blah, blah. So he's taken it to heart, apparently, at this point in time. That's, again, on the 12th. I'm still pending then, right now. I'm still pending on this decision. I really am. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, right? I'm sticking to this one. It is, I think, still up in the air. Until I find, now listen, I have to admit, I have not done all the show prep on this particular thing. I was getting tons of information last night, primarily after we did the public call for New California. So we're going to be monitoring this. There's no question we're going to be monitoring this and looking at all the tweets and anything we can do to kind of facilitate this whole story along. But I just, I think just quickly, well, let's check out the Epoch Times and see what they say about this. I know we only have a few seconds left. we got that one. See, politics. Here we go, politics. Nothing. Schumer resolution calling for release of CDC's opening. Yeah, right. Biden campaign. They're trying to do everything. Unmask this, unmask that. Graham. House Democrats move ahead with proxy voting. Okay, well, there we go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're out of time for this hour, but come back to us for the next hour. Remember, Red State Talk Radio, the Talk Monster, we're all part of that little group. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.